Hey y'all, Ohio Crime Mom here, and I'm gonna go ahead and apologize for the rain in the background and for the super delay. If you're not a part of the Ohio Crime Mom Facebook group, you would have known that this past weekend was my 27th birthday and my 6-year wedding anniversary. So I ended up deciding to take some time off just to spend with my family during it, and it wasn't originally planned. There was going to be an episode on Sunday, but I decided to just take the day to spend with my husband and with my family. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into this week's case, which is on Dimebag Daryl. Daryl Lance Abbott was born in Ennis, Texas on August 20th, 1966 to parents Carolyn and Jeff Abbott. Daryl was the second son of the Abbotts. His older brother, Vinnie Paul, was born on March 11th of 1964. Jeff Abbott was a country music producer, so music ran in the Abbott boys' blood. At age 12, Daryl would take up guitar. Abbott was heavily influenced by Kiss, and Jerry learned how to play the songs from Kiss to help teach Daryl how to play them. He also learned from the country stars that recorded at Jerry's studio. Vinnie, Daryl's other older brother, played drums, and the brothers' first jam session consisted of 6 hours of Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water. In 2016, Vinnie said that he and Daryl were inseparable after they began playing music together. At 14, Daryl began competing in guitar contests and won so many that he was eventually asked to stop competing and to start judging. By age 16, Daryl and his brother Vinny's band, Pantera, released their debut album, Metal Magic. This was when Daryl started going by the name Dimebag Daryl. Eventually, Pantera would split and Vinny and Dimebag would go on to start the band Damage Plan. And before we get into the meat and bones of this case, we're going to take a break to hear from this week's sponsor. Rella's Wonder Crafts is a small, family-owned crafting business located here in southern Ohio. They make a variety of crafts from custom shirts and tumblers to decals and wreaths, plus so much more. Since 2017, they have been creating magic and happiness by bringing their customers and visions to life. Come take a peek into their world. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Etsy, and TikTok. And just in time for Christmas, you can get so many great things. On December 8th, 2004, Damage Plan was performing at Alla Rosa Villa nightclub in Columbus, Ohio. While performing, a fan rushed the stage during the opening song and opened fire on Daryl. The fan had a Beretta 92FS 9mm semi-automatic pistol, and he shot Daryl multiple times. Head of the band security, Jeffrey Mayhem Thompson, tackled the fan, but was fatally shot while doing so. A fan named Nathan Bray was shot and killed while trying to help Daryl and Thompson. And an employee of the venue named Aaron Hauk was also shot and killed while trying to disarm the disgruntled fan. Before Officer James Niegemeyer entered the club, 3 others were wounded. The officer shot the fan once in the head, killing him. Dimebag Daryl was pronounced dead at the scene. He was only 38 years old. So who was this disgruntled fan? And why did he want to kill Dimebag? Nathan Gale was a native of Marysville, Ohio. After Gale graduated in 1998, he enlisted into the Marine Corps. He was discharged before serving his full term. So what led to killing Dimebag? While in the Marines, Gale was on multiple medications for mental disorders, and writings were found after his death that suggested that he may have suffered from schizophrenia. Gale was a mega fan of Pantera, and when the band split in 2003, he took it as a personal insult. Friends of Gale said 8 months prior they began to distance themselves when Gale began saying that Pantera stole his lyrics and started talking about killing people. One of his friends even said, quote, "He told me once that God had told him to kill Marilyn Manson," end quote. Dimebag Daryl was buried in Monroe Memorial Gardens Cemetery in Arlington, Texas. In 2018, when older brother Vinnie Paul died from heart disease, he was laid to rest beside his brother. Vinnie was only 54 years old. Sadly, altogether on December 8th, 2004, four people lost their lives to a madman, and a music legend left this world way too early. I know I said that this week was going to be a longer case, but due to the fact that I took some time off to spend with my family, I didn't have as much time to research. But I promise you, next week we are starting our Satanic Panic series. And before anybody gets upset, I am redoing the case of the West Memphis 3. When I originally did the West Memphis 3, I had just started my podcast. It was, I believe, my third episode. I split it up into three parts, and I put a little too much of my own opinion into the case. And I feel like I need to redo the case, to give it the episode that it deserved in the first place. You guys have heard me talk about it in lives. You've heard me talk about it on episodes that the West Memphis 3 case is a case that will always stick with me and will always infuriate me. So I feel like I didn't do it justice the first time. So I've decided that I am going to redo that case, and it will be next week. It will all be one part, and it will be better put together than the first time. So, and plus there's some new listeners here now that may have never heard the original one that I did. So it gives them another chance to hear the case. But like I said, I apologize for this one to be a little shorter. I was not expecting it to be, but like I said, I took the time off to spend with my family for my birthday. Hopefully you guys all understand that. But before I go, I do want to do this week's small business spotlight, which is the Bead Boss Lady. This is a business ran by my friend Danielle, and she makes the most beautiful earrings, necklaces, bracelets, keychains, Christmas ornaments, anything you can imagine. She also has this really cool thing that's a monthly earring club where you can buy two pairs of surprise stud earrings for $13, or you can upgrade to a stud and a dangle for $16 a month. This also includes your shipping fee. So make sure that you check out her Facebook. Make sure you let her know that I sent you her way. You definitely will not be disappointed. I have extremely sensitive ears. I am able to wear all of her earrings. They do not bother my ears. She makes beautiful jewelry and puts a lot of time and heart into each piece that she makes. She also makes customized jewelry. So if some of you are my friend on Facebook, and I'm sure you've seen the picture of my little girl wearing what looks like a little circle disc, and it has her name with her birthstone on it, and Danielle made that for her for Easter, and she has not took it off other than to take a shower since she's gotten it. She absolutely adores the necklace, and it's such good quality. Like I said, she wears it every day other than when she's taking her shower. It comes off and goes right back on. So definitely check her out. Make sure that you let her know that I sent you, and you can find her on Facebook at the Bead Boss Lady. Until next time, don't become an episode.